Princess, day two of minicamp. How'd you like the introduction of a little weather?
It's good. It's good. Nice day. Good effort, good energy. A lot of good work's gone into this this off season, and today is just another day. It's another good solid day's work.
Do you change the way the practice goes when it rains, or do you just see it as an opportunity to see how they perform in the inclement
weather? Yeah, I mean it can rain from time to time, so we don't worry too much about it. I think it's good to be able to practice in any kind of weather that we might get here.
What are the things you see during this time of year in the off season that give you an indication that you're going to run the ball the way that you want? Obviously, you can't block to the ground. You can't tackle.
Right.
You must be seeing things on film that show that are indicators that tell you that you're on the right track.
Well, I think it starts with anytime you want to run the football, you have to have either a big blocking tight end or a big blocking fullback or both. And we feel like we've really strengthened that position with blockers. Feel like we have, you know, some guys that can move people up front now with the tight end position. And we need to develop the fullback blocking to be what we want. And so, you know, with the linemen, we have big linemen. You know, we have big, powerful linemen. You know, we just feel like a commitment to doing that and to having those things in place, you know, allow you an opportunity. And then, you have to make commitment to it and actually get it done. Get it called.
Ideally, when you sort it out, would you like to have a running back that's sort of identified as the bell cow, the lead back, and everything fall into place after that? Or does it matter to you? Can you go committee or whatever you think works best?
You know, I think you do the best that you can with the group you have. At this point, you know, we're going to let I know you're going to speak with Latavius a little bit later. Right now, he's been running with the lead group. But, you know, he knows that, you know, he's got to earn that through camp, through the preseason. But he's done a nice job this offseason. He's, you know, taking steps and growing as a player. He's a young player. So, you know, if you have a lead guy, great. Even if you do have a lead guy, you always need the backup ready and backups ready. So, you know, we added a couple guys, obviously, in Trent and Roy, and we'll give them an opportunity to compete as well, you know, with the guys that are here. And Taiwan getting moved back to running back. We're going to move him back and let him become part of that offensive backfield. He's got some explosiveness. So, yeah, we'll sort through as we get into camp and different roles. But we you know, we like where we're heading, and we know we have a lot of work to do yet at that group.
There was such a limited sample size of watching Murray run last season on tape, 82 carries or something like that. Were there things that you identified that you thought he needed to improve on to be the back that you want him to be in this offense?
Well, the number one ability in football, period, is availability. So, you know, you need to make sure that you're as conditioned and healthy as possible, and that your body is ready to absorb some of the punishment that you're going to take playing that position. So I think having a good, strong off season is definitely a step in the right direction. All young players have a lot of areas where they can grow. But you certainly saw explosive moments, you know, where he showed you some of the big-time speed and ability to finish.
On, you mentioned that you wanted to see Latavius improve his football IQ. Has there been growth in that area?
Yeah, I think with any young player, you're looking to develop that. I don't recall the exact quote, but I'll take your word for it. Sounds like something I could be thinking with the young group. You know, there's some of the young players, that's what you want to do, increase their awareness, their understanding of situations, the football IQ in terms of how to – you know, protect the football, protect the quarterback, and, you know, those things are so central. You know, a lot of kids come out of college at the running back position, and all they've ever been asked to do is run the ball, you know. So that's what they know how to do. They know how to run it. And there's more to that position, playing running back in the NFL, than just carrying the ball. You've got to be able to secure it, you've got to be able to protect your quarterback, and you've got to be able to catch it and run routes. So all those areas are areas where he can grow.
And the group that kind of had some turnover was the linebacker group. You drafted a couple linebackers in Heaney and Ball. What do you think of the new guys, specifically Heaney and Ball?
Yeah, I like the work that's gone into rebuilding that group. I feel like, we added a good free agent in Malcolm, and we drafted two good ones in Neron and Ben. And, I think with the guys that are returning, we feel like we're developing the guys that are here. We feel like we've developed Ray Ray as well, and that, we continue to work to develop him. And then, now we're getting CO, coming into the fold. We're able to start working harder with him to develop him. So we feel like there's work to be done in that group. That group needs to play a lot better for us, not only on defense but in the special teams world as well. And so we feel like they've made great strides in this offseason. We're going to need them to continue to work and continue to ascend.
When you were in Jacksonville, your defensive teams were known as tough, hard, physical, aggressive defenses. Aside from drafting and acquiring players that fit that mold, how do you teach that? And especially in today's
group? Yeah, I think I spoke to this, at the first press conference. I mean, there's a mindset that I believe you have to have. I think it begins with the head coach. I think it permeates throughout the organization, and there's a mentality that we want to conduct ourselves with. There's a physicalness. There's a tenacity that we want to play with. We want to be willing to do some of the tough things that that benefit the good of the team, and understand what it looks like to be unselfish and to carry out your assignment.
Why was Brad Seeley a target for your coaching staff?
Well, I just have a great deal of respect for Brad. I think he's, long admired the work that he did in this league. He has a long history, great track record of producing excellent special teams play. I think his units are prepared. They understand situations. They're fundamentally sound. They play hard. A lot of the things that we're looking for, he brings to the table. And I think he was a good get for us, a great get for us.
Last year was the four and a half sacks, and that a lot of people were of the opinion that just because he only had four sacks doesn't mean he wasn't a dominant player. He had a ton of pressures. He did a lot of good things. But Ken Norton yesterday said, half sacks, that's not enough.
No.
Is that something that you guys are looking to get? You want that number up?
Yeah. Yeah, I want that number up. I want his numbers up. I want our numbers up. He's a young man that's come into the league, and in his first year, he's got a nice start, to his career. But there's a tremendous amount of growth in front of him and opportunity in front of him to begin to accomplish some of the things that that he was brought here for. So, what I believe Kenny spoke to yesterday, and what I believe in wholeheartedly, is that the great thing is that it appears his work ethic is such that he'll have a chance to realize some of that potential, because there's really no shortcut to it. And he is paying the price right now, working, being a great teammate, doesn't do a lot of talking. He prefers to do it with action on the field, and I like that. And I think he's got a lot of potential. But, again, it's a production league. And, I believe that the hard work that he's putting in will translate into bigger and better things for him. But we need that. We need bigger and better things from everybody here. So he's not alone. We're looking for more. And we don't think it's unrealistic to expect that.
Joked with Charles Woodson a little bit yesterday that he actually played with Mario Edwards, or played against Mario Edwards Sr. What have you seen from Mario Edwards Jr. and the fact that his father was an NFL player? Has that helped him at all? Do you see any work ethic carry over there?
Yeah, I don't. I think he had great genes. That's That's what having a dad that played in the league means, and he was obviously raised around football. So it's not there's not anything that's going to overwhelm him in that regard. He's done good. He's had a good start to his rookie year. Being here, working every day, learning from experienced guys like Tuck, being around guys like that is invaluable.